they all agreed to do that idea, and Oliver was destined to have the shortest straw. They all ran up to each other to see who would get the shortest straw. Oliver picked last. He knew what was coming for him as he got the shortest straw. "No! Why? Why me?" he screamed. He knew what was coming for him. He knew Mr. Bumble was coming for him. They all lined up for lunch. Oliver and all the other boys did. They was all stepping in the silent room. The only thing that you could hear was the slurping of the gruel. You could only hear footsteps as people were going up to the Mr. Bumble to get some food. They all sat down very quickly and they all slurped the gruel. They all started kicking him. They all went, "Go on, Oliver. It's your chance. Now or never." And Oliver got up and he started walking. Mr. Bumble was looking directly at him. Oliver was doing the same. Again, that's all you could hear. All the boys were staring at him now. They all knew what he was going to do. He finally got up to Mr. Bumble.
"Please, sir. Can I have some more?"
"More? More? I can't believe you've asked for more. Nobody ever asked for more."
You could only hear that in the lunch hall as Mr. Bumble was beating him mercilessly.
"More? That's disgusting. Pathetic." He threw me into a cold cellar. "Boys, see, that boy will be a criminal when he grows up. That boy will hang. Mark my words. Mark my words."
Oliver was sitting alone. All you could hear was a rat scurrying across the floor. The next morning, Mr. Bumble put up a sign.
"Boys for sale,"
it said. And Oliver was the first one to get interested. This tall, thin man walked into the workhouse. He approached Mr. Bumble.
"Boys for sale, I see on the sign. Is it true?"
"Yes, very much true."
The more of a stick than a man walked up to Oliver.
"Looks quite a fine chap, but you will need some more toughing up, but I can do that."
10 shillings he is going to be sold for."
"No, that is preposterous. 5 shillings, and that's my last offer."
5 shillings? No, make it 7.
"Okay."
Oliver went to a wine shop where they made all the bottles of wine. And he was being tormented by this other boy who got everything first. But one day when he was getting tormented, he kicked him and ran out the door. He didn't know where to go, but he knew his best option, London. It took weeks to get there. But he finally got there, and there was a fountain, and there was a boy standing around it.
"All right, mate, my name's the Artful Dodger."
"My name's Oliver."
"We can be friends, can't we?"
I guess so.
"Yeah, we'll be best friends forever."